Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is the Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Carey, presented by Air Solutions. Now, here's Brian.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Good afternoon. It is 4 minutes after 3 o'clock. Micah, can you crank up my volume a little bit for me, too? This is set on Brady, who's much. There we go. Hey, welcome to the Allo Communications Studios. It's the Good Afternoon Guy Show, brought to you by Air Solutions in Greeley. Big thank you to the gang at Air Solutions. They did a great job for me this week, as they have every time that I've called on them. When you need your furnace or air conditioner checked out, give a call to Dusty and the crew at Air Solutions, 970-356-7072. And be sure to talk to them about this incredible thermostat system that they, man, they put one in my home where I can be anywhere. I just grab my phone and I can change the heat in my home. You can get it set up so that it controls your lights, lets you know if the door has opened, if you left something going. I mean, it is absolutely amazing that you control your entire living environment from your phone. And it's a system that was put in by Air Solutions. Really, really cool. But ask them about that when you're getting things checked out at your place. Well, welcome to the show. Friday is here. Habba Jeeba. Thank you to Micah Kilpatrick filling in today. You ready for a Friday?
I am ready for a Friday.
I think we both said that we're expecting to put together a good B-minus type effort today.
I said B+, but you're the one who's really just not showing up today.
So I'm going to drag it down to a B because I'm going B-. You got B+ through this, hoping for a B. Just a passing grade would be good today.
Yeah, you know, well, I put forth all my effort this morning.
Oh, you did for yeah. Gail's show.
Well, what I did was I woke up at 4:30, and that was my effort.
Good. Well, you're done. You're done. I don't expect anything out of you for the remainder of the day.
Yeah, we're gonna go without bumper music. you're gonna have to run in here and fire the commercial breaks.
No problem.
Actually, you know, for the Air Solutions, you're just gonna have to remember the song.
Oh, I know the song, as we even have a dance for it, too. So, yeah, sometime we'll have to video that one.
I really wish that that they made it so that you could get like a 5% discount if you sing the jingle to them.
I'll talk to them. That's not a bad idea, actually.
That would be great.
I kind of like that. I really do. That's a good idea, Micah.
I don't know if the technicians would like that, though. they wouldn't like people like me singing to them.
Probably not. But I did a nice medley of some ABBA tunes for the guys who came by the other day, and they didn't seem distracted by it. It was a wonderful moment for all of us. Well, the weather is what we said was going to happen. The wind has returned, and it's a cool wind, man. It makes it feel pretty chilly out there. 58 degrees, but with the wind whipping up the way it is, definitely feels much chillier than that. Now, the winds are going to stay with us throughout the day and tonight, but about this time tomorrow afternoon, things should start to die down to a more human level. So they'll start to dissipate tomorrow afternoon, but for the next 24 hours, we can expect them to be hanging around with us. We'll be about 67 tomorrow. Looking ahead into the next week, looks like maybe Monday, Wednesday, both of those days bring us a chance of some much needed moisture. Now, I know I wasn't going crazy. There were actually 7 to 11 drops of rain that hit my front window this morning or this afternoon at some point. There was a little bit of moisture. I could smell it outside and then saw it hit the window, something I haven't seen for a while. Now, this is a big weekend in our home, and it should be for Greeley residents. I love this. It's back. Spring cleanup is back this weekend, going on today and tomorrow from 8 until 5. This is where you can, for like, I think it's $10 a carload or small truck, and dump your stuff. They've got like three different sites. You bring the different materials and you can drop them off. Like, I've got a couch on the side of my house that I have been needing. We've been wanting to get rid of. Landfills get to be expensive to go and dump these things off or to have your trash company come. This is a great opportunity, and we've taken advantage of it every year that I can remember that it's gone on, loading up the truck full of stuff that we've had out in the yard or in the shed or in the garage that it's just time to get rid of and go and dump them. It's absolutely wonderful. We used to sit there and just watch. There was something about watching people unloading like anything with glass. Because you can't just set it down. You got to shatter the darn thing. If there's something laying there with glass and you're throwing stuff on the pile, I know exactly where you're going. You're going to hit that stuff. But going to be a great opportunity to take advantage of that. Check it out online. I know you can Google that as well. But spring cleanup weekend for Greeley residents is going on today and tomorrow. I'm going to take advantage of it tomorrow. Well, it is time for our Happy Life Gardens of Evidence poll question of the day. Now, I want you to hit me up with your response on the text line at 888-530-0043. You can also find it on the Good Afternoon Guy Facebook page as well. The question today, spam. Have you eaten it or not?
I thought you said, did you get a text today?
No, not that kind of spam. We're talking about spam. Spam the air quotes, meat. All right. I mean, many people absolutely love it. I grew up in the land of spam where it's made in Minnesota. And I know that in Hawaii, it's an absolute delicacy in many, many meals. And you hear from people who sound off. There are very, very supportive spam people, spam enthusiasts. There's even a spam museum, you know, so there are some diehard spam fans out there. Now, I have to be honest, totally honest. I have never eaten it. Micah, have you?
I have not. It looks like tuna fish that has not been cooked.
It looks like a loaf of something.
Yeah, it looks like it used to be oil, and then they somehow cooked it into being something that looked like meat. It looks like some kind of plastic.
Which comes with its own lubricant. There's this slime that they cover it with so it slides out of the can or something.
Yeah, it looks like what made the turtles into the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You may be right. Or we could go way back, and it's ectoplasm from Ghostbusters Day, too. But it's some kind of meat slime that covers the spam. But let me know, are you a spam fan? Do you like spam or ever tried it? I have never tried it. I can't say yay or nay on this. I have not tried it. Give me your thoughts on spam. Have you eaten it or not? 888-530-0043. That is our Happy Life Gardens of Evans poll question of the day. And a big thank you to Happy Life Gardens of Evans. They've done great things for me, made my backyard look so much better. But what's great is the advice you can get, the materials they have. They're just great folks there. So be sure to stop in for all your needs in that department. All right, coming up for you, going to talk about a couple who did something that you may not have, I've never heard of on a flight before. Also, we're going to dive into some sports. We've got What Day Is It? Susan Moore will join us in the 4 o'clock hour for some Habajiba fun and movie reviews brought to you by Mom's Popcorn. So lots of great stuff coming your way, and we'll dive into the sports part of it next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Mr. Bartender, please don't be so slow. I got time.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310. KFKA, welcome back to the show. 15 after 3. I'll take one of those six packs to go. It's a Good Afternoon Guy, Brian Gary, broadcasting live in the Allo Communications Studios. Thank you for joining us on this Habajiba Friday. We are getting closer to 5 o'clock. Can't wait for that. And tonight, Rockies back in action. They are taking on the absolute lowly Cincinnati Reds. They have only won 3 games this year. This should have turnaround for the Rockies written all over it. Now, they should be able to hammer the Reds. We're back home. There's really no reason except that we are on an absolute skid after what happened in Philadelphia, dropping four there. But can they turn things around tonight? I think they can. I think they're going to snap it around, and I think they could sweep the Reds. And then after that, we've got the Washington rolling in, which another team that should be beatable for the Colorado Rockies. But if they're the team that we were hoping they are at the beginning of the year, shouldn't matter who they're playing. They should be able to win a game or two. Well, last night, three NBA series came to a final. The Philadelphia 76ers got their clincher against the Toronto Raptors. Toronto was at home, yet Philadelphia just ran roughshod over them, 132-97. This is a team I thought was just going to be incredibly dangerous when they rolled into the playoffs. Them and Boston were scaring me out of the East at the end of the year. Well, last night, they got the usual 33 out of Joel. They got Maxey, who dropped 25, and Harden showed up big time. He had 22 points, but also threw in 15 assists and 6 rebounds as well. When you start getting a three-headed monster like that going, and you throw in Harrison Green, also had double digits for him as well. Good effort by the 76ers last night to take care of business. Phoenix Suns, I didn't think they were going to do it. I thought the New Orleans Pelicans were going to end up beating them at home, but Phoenix advances, who had the best record in the NBA. They advance and beat New Orleans, who had one of the worst records rolling into the playoffs. They were well under 500, but gave them all they could handle. Phoenix did win 115-109 last night in that one. And Chris Paul, once again, he's one of those players that I think Steph Curry is this way too, that if you need them to score 40, they will score 40. If you need them to just score 14 and make everybody else light up and have 18 assists and things like that, they will do that. Chris Paul last night drops in 33 points. A big effort from him as Phoenix takes care. And the Mavericks moving on for the first time in, I think, at least 10 years into the second round of the playoffs as they beat Utah. Utah had the home court, but Dallas comes through and wins. And they held Doncic to under 30 points. He only had 24 last night, but Luka advancing for the first time to the second round. Now, tonight, we have what could be another team clinching and moving on. Memphis is in Minnesota to try to close out this series. Ja Morant had a heck of a game the other night for the Grizzlies. Can he do it again? They're going to need it. Minnesota has played well on their home court. Memphis is favored by a point and a half, and I would not be surprised if this baby goes 7 games. Minnesota has been fighting. They fight hard all year long, and they've got some talent on that team, some good young talent, and they're playing on their home court. So I would not write off Minnesota making this a 7-game series and taking care of things tonight. Avalanche last night lost a shootout to the Predators. Now we have our final regular season game taking on the Minnesota Wild. This is a team we're going to have to contend with down the line as well if we want to walk all the way to the Stanley Cup. But they are not finishing on the best of notes, losing 4 out of the last 5. And now we'll see what happens tonight. You want to go off on a winning note, but they'll be taking on the Minnesota Wild, who once again are a very good hockey team as well. And of course, the NFL draft will be continuing tonight. I think it gets going again at 5:00. And yes, we are expecting Trey McBride to go. There was a little hope that he would go last night in the first round, and I think a lot of teams made a mistake. I think he is a legitimate first rounder. Brady, I was listening to the whole show, and Brady was saying he believes Trey McBride will go within the top 10 picks in the second round tonight. Where he's going to end up, I don't know. I think he should definitely go up there. So many teams that could need a tight end. He did mention my Minnesota Vikings, and I tell you what, I would love to see that. But wherever Trey McBride ends up, that team is going to be a better team, and I guarantee, as I mentioned yesterday, there is going to be a boatload of jerseys sold from whatever team McBride ends up with being sold in Northern Colorado in the next few weeks. But we'll find out what happens tonight as that gets going again about 5:00. But keep it here on Northern Colorado's Voice, because we will have the call for the Rockies. We've got Mr. Corrigan and Mr. Schemmel getting ready to make the call tonight. 6:40, first pitch for the Rockies and the Reds. Let's go, Rockies. Get back on the winning track, and I think they can do it. Absolutely. All right, coming up for you, I've got the story of a couple that did something on a plane that seemed a little bit strange to me anyway. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. It's 3:24 on your Friday afternoon. It's a good afternoon guy, Brian Gary, along with my producer, Micah Kilpatrick, filling in for Ryan Kelly today. And a very appropriate song, Thomas Rhett, and a song that's been played at more weddings over the last few years than just about anything.
Why would you play that at a wedding? That's such a bummer.
What a downer of a tune, huh?
Yeah, it is. Yes. Don't you want something uplifting and love? Like, you know, something from Marvin Gaye?
You know what my wife and I had played when we renewed our vows after we officially proclaimed each other husband and wife once again?
Please tell me it's something that I agree with.
You won't agree with it. It was We Go Together from Grease, which was a song that was playing as they're all walking off at the end of the movie.
What's Grease?
Yeah, that's, there we go.
I got some grease on my hands. I climbed up on the roof today.
Yeah, very good.
I got some grease on my hands.
Let me give you at least 7 cents for your contributions for the show so far. That's it. Oh, that silenced him right there. All right. He'll work on it. Let's see. I was talking about a couple doing something that I hadn't heard before on a plane. And in the break, Micah goes, Mile High Club? And I'm like, no. We know of that one.
Nobody should do that on a plane. Because you usually, they try to do that in the bathroom. That place is dirty.
That I have never been on a plane where I can say that I witnessed that go down. I mean, where I saw a couple people go off and disappear for a while.
That better be a private plane.
A private one, or, you know, as a big guy, this is something strange about me. I have never in my life, and I've flown quite a bit, ever used the bathroom on a plane. I've never done it.
I've been in the bathroom once.
Have you really?
Yeah, I was quite young.
Yeah, no, I never have. I've always used that barf bag that they get. No, I haven't done that. That gets a lot of looks. But a couple recently got married on a flight. See, they were heading out. They had a destination wedding, and they were getting ready to, you know, they're en route, getting ready to go to the wedding, do all this. Well, flights get canceled after canceled after canceled. People aren't getting able to make it in. All these things going on. So they decided, what the heck, let's just get married on our flight. So as the captain welcomed passengers boarding flight 2690, en route to Phoenix, they also welcomed the wedding party of Pam and Jeremy Salda, who they were the part of the wedding party got on the same flight with them, and the couple exchanged vows 37,000 feet in the air with hundreds of strangers all around applauding, and it had to be a different sight, you know? I don't think you've ever heard, and you may now return the bride to her upright position. I don't think that has happened during a flight before. I could just see her walking down the aisle of the airplane, then tosses the bouquet behind her. It flies through into the cockpit, hits the pilot in the back of the head, whose head then hits the steering wheel. They start plunging, going down. Everybody's screaming as they go down, and maybe that's just my twisted mind. Sounds like a Twilight Zone episode.
Jimmy, do you like movies with gladiators? That's the best airplane movie of all time.
Absolutely. Stop calling me Shirley. All those. There are so many classic lines.
I'm Roger Murdoch.
Roger over and out. Wasn't there so many? In
Roger over, unger, done. That may have been the. See, they did that in both Airplane 1 and Airplane 2, and sometimes I forget which one they.
Which names were both good. I used to love those kind of comedies, the airplane movies and the Naked Gun movies with Leslie Nielsen and so forth. I thought those were hilarious as well. But the airplane movies, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar even played the pilot in one of those episodes as well. But I hadn't even thought of that movie as I was doing this until you mentioned that. That's one I haven't seen in a long time and need to dig out.
Excuse me, stewardess. I speak jive.
Yeah.
I think that's actually my favorite part of the movie.
Oh, geez, that brings back a lot of memories. That might be a movie I'm going to have to check out and review some Friday with Susan when we do our movie reviews brought to you by Mom's Popcorn in downtown Greeley. Now, we're going to do something a little different in today's movie reviews, which is coming up at the 4 o'clock hour. Susan and I both watched the same movie this week. In fact, I just finished watching it before I got into work. We are going to review The Batman. The latest Batman film, I watched it this afternoon. Susan had seen it, and I am really interested to hear her review it and then me give my review and see how close they are to each other. Because it's amazing how two people can watch the same film and could have completely different takes on it. Coming up, we'll have What Day Is It? Also, the oldest Chihuahua that I've ever heard of, and I think in the world, and also stories of monkeys on phones. All right, I have some thoughts on that as well. Also, I want to encourage you to go and check out my friend Heather and the gang at Syntax Precision Spirits. Heather was in the studio the other day. Always have a great time. She's got a wonderful sense of humor. She is smart, and she knows how to make up some fantastic spirits. Go in and try all the different things that they come up with there. Try a flight. Try the different things that are there. You can sit in there, enjoy yourself. There's entertainment. There's all sorts of stuff to look at, to visit about. It's just a cool building, cool place, and it just has a great vibe. And when you buy a bottle of Syntax Precision Spirits, you know it's truly handcrafted, unique, and made right here in Colorado. Check them out at 706th Street in downtown Greeley. Syntax Precision Spirits. What Day Is It? Headed your way next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. One of the most distinctive guitar sounds in the history of music right there. Angus Young and what he's been able to do even to this day with AC/DC. They have stood the test of time through the years, without a doubt. 3:35, we're 25 in front of 4 o'clock now. Thanks for spending some time with us here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We broadcast live from the Allo Communications Studios, and a big thank you to them for making this all possible. I'm the Good Afternoon Guy, Brian Gary. Michael Kilpatrick is filling in at producer today. Do we appreciate that? Our Happy Life Gardens poll question today, and you can hit me up with your response either on Facebook. I've got it on the Good Afternoon Guy page, my personal page. And also, you just hit us on the text line at 888-530-0043, 888-530-0043. The question today, have you ever eaten Spam? All right, I have not, but we are getting so many responses on Facebook. Becky says we've even been to the Spam Museum in Austin, Minnesota. Yeah. Yes, I love it, especially fried. And I've heard that from many, many people, that fried Spam is the way to go. And I am just absolutely astounded. You can ask, you know, a serious question or something on Facebook, and nobody hits anything. You ask something like, have you ever beaten Spam? And the response is just off the hook. Fried Spam sandwich, Spam and eggs. It's yummy fried up in between two pieces of buttered bread. Yeah, I love it fried. Fried Spam on peanut butter toast.
Whoa.
That sounds a little bit weird, doesn't it?
That's disgraceful.
Oh, yeah, you're being the peanut butter guy.
Yeah, don't mess with peanut butter.
Yes, I even made cookies with it, too. That sounds a little weird. The spicy Spam is the best. Troy says, if you have ever eaten, if you ever ate a dog turd with spices, yep, not as good as that.
Hang on. My headphones are going out. Let me.
Yeah.
Okay, I put some Spam on there. It's working now.
It's working better. Spam casserole. I don't know about that one. A couple of just pure puke emojis have been sent. Tons of yeses. I am getting more yeses. Oh, you're right, Carrie. Carrie from Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. She's right. She said, I think you have tried Spam covered in chocolate on the radio. And that is true. Carrie one time came in, and the whole thing was they were going to dunk some strange foods and covered them in chocolate. And then Todd Harding and I would have to eat it and try to figure out what was chocolate covered. And, like, I had her chocolate cover a hard-boiled egg. You know, there were things like, you know, an onion, and one of them was a cube of Spam. So I did try chocolate-covered Spam, but that can't really count. I mean, it really can't. I don't think none of the other responses have been for chocolate-covered Spam. I've heard of a lot of ways to prepare it and things like that, but keep them coming in. Love to hear from you with the Happy Life Gardens poll question of the day. Have you ever eaten Spam?
Spam is like margarine. Margarine, it's mostly plastic. Spam is mostly plastic.
No,
it's like edible plastic. Don't even take it out of the can. Just shove the can down your throat too, because you know you're just.
That's what the lubricants around it is for.
Yeah, there you go.
So you can choke it down. Absolutely. Well, thanks for all the Spam info, Brian. That's great. That's wonderful. But what I would like to know is, what day is it?
What day is it today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
What day is it, Mike?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What day is it today?
Guess what day it is.
It is the 29th of April, and today is National Historic Marker Day. You see them all over the place. How often do you actually stop and read one? But National Historic Marker Day invites volunteers and communities to come together to maintain their markers. You know, weather and all that can take a toll on them. So this is a good day to get out there and take care of it. Yeah, that was a belch. I don't know where that came from.
I was going to say, you know, if you have a couple extra cans of Spam, you know, I think that helps clean things up.
You could Spam, rub it on the monument sign, and it clears everything off of there. Today is National Zipper Day. Celebrate how you like. All right. It was when the patent for the modern zipper was issued back in 1913 on this date. Today is National Arbor Day. I love having trees in my backyard. I love the wildlife that it attracts. National Arbor Day encourages us to celebrate plants and trees. Today is also National Peace Rose Day. The light yellow to large cream-colored flowers of the peace rose have slightly flushed crimson-pink petal edges. It is a hybrid tea rose that is hardy, vigorous, and highly resistant to disease. So it is Peace Rose Day today. It is also it's National Hairball Awareness Day. My cat makes me aware of whenever it has a hairball. It seems like the only place that a cat can release its hairball is right where your foot hits when you step out of bed in the morning. They plant them right there. But just get them a little Femalax, some appealing malt flavor, and make sure you help out your cat with their hairballs. Today is National Poem in Your Pocket Day. It shares away poetry brings joy by simply carrying one in your pocket. When you share the poem, you bring joy to others. I brought a poem for you, Micah. That's a limerick, and they're usually bad.
Oh, I thought you were going to read something about Spam.
No, I should have written one for that. I write a lot of haikus about Spam. Yeah, I'll do some spam haikus later. Today is also National Shrimp Scampi Day. Shrimp scampi, absolutely delicious. Butter, garlic, lemon juice, white wine. Yeah, that is a tasty dish. Good day to have that. Birthdays today. The one and only Willie Nelson is 89 years old. Happy birthday to Willie. I know what you're going to be doing to celebrate, Willie. And
he doesn't smoke anymore.
He doesn't smoke any less either.
Well, he quit smoking for health purposes. He does edibles now.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure of this?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Positive?
He mentioned a couple years ago that he no longer does that for health purposes. I think he either does edibles or he does the little pens.
Yeah, good to know. Thank you. All right, I'll have to bring back what I got him for Christmas. Celebrity birthdays as well. Jerry Seinfeld is 68 years old today.
What about airline marriages?
What a fantastic actor. Daniel Day-Lewis, 65 years old today. Gangs of New York, one of his best roles, and he's had a lot of good ones. The lovely Michelle Pfeiffer is 64 years old today. Eve Plum, Jan Brady, turned 64 today as well. Uma Thurman is 52 years old today. Tennis legend Andre Agassi turns 52. Let's see, Dwayne Allen of the Oak Ridge Boys is 79 today. Tommy James, so many great songs through the years. He is 75 years old today. Kate Mulgrew from Orange is the New Black and Star Trek Voyager is 67 today. Singer Carney Wilson of Wilson Phillips turns 54. Also, country singer James Bonomi. I remember him playing the free stage at the Grilly Stampede many years ago, and he gave me an autographed gorilla to give to my daughter. He is 50 years old today. Also, Megan Boone from The Blacklist turns 39 today. And also, it would have been Dale Earnhardt's birthday today as well. Yeah, greatest driver in NASCAR history. In my mind, Richard Petty, fine argument. There's been others, but Earnhardt was the guy for me. If it's your birthday, a big happy birthday to you as well. And if you want to get out and celebrate, go and see my buddies Brett and the gang out of the Sundance Steakhouse and Saloon. They are celebrating their 40th anniversary at 2716 East Mulberry in Fort Collins. They would gladly celebrate your birthday with you, too. Stop on out. Live music every Friday and Saturday night at the Sundance Steakhouse and Saloon. Coming up next, the oldest chihuahua in the world on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the Good Afternoon Guys show. That's me, Brian Gary, 3:48 on your Friday. I'm looking through some strange stories from the week. More than 200 Texas state troopers have been ordered to slim down or face disciplinary action. Under a new policy, male troopers with waists over 40 inches and women over 35 inches must track and share weight loss efforts. I will drink no more than one diet soda each day, one officer pledged in a plan. Another vowed to drastically cut sugar intake in all forms. That would be a bummer to have to report in everything that you're doing. Police officers, this would have killed a lot of the detectives or cops that were on TV shows growing up, because they were always the big dudes.
And they were always like eating right in front of the dead body.
You know, that's a good point. Cramming in a pastry or, you know, some kind of sandwich or something.
Saying something insensitive.
That was a very good impression.
I couldn't think of anything insensitive that I could say on the air.
And I appreciate you censoring yourself. Zookeepers have said that a mare, a 415-pound gorilla at Chicago's Lincoln Park Zoo, is so addicted to the smartphone photos and videos that park visitors have been showing him through a glass partition that he's now ignoring the other gorillas. You know, people used to come up and they'd, you know, holler at the animals and stuff. And now they're showing them videos. They're putting up pictures of them, or else they're doing, you know, showing their camera, or they're showing the gorilla itself, you know, looking back in there. So it's only interested in smartphones and not interested in people anymore. Tell me that there's not a chance we could have come from gorillas. All right, because we're the same thing.
Okay, so this begs the question. Who's the real monkey? The gorilla? Or the people showing the gorilla? I think it's the people.
I go with you, too. I mean, I'm one who, when I go to a zoo, I'm cheering for the animals.
A lot of times, not when a kid does it, but if an adult falls into the pit, you root for the lion. It's free food for the lion. You get rid of one of the humans that's useless.
No, I'm going to clarify. Now, not if they fall in, but if they should jump in. Or reach in, then it's like, yeah, take them.
Yeah, if they're doing something stupid. Not like if their friend's like, I have an idea. I'm just going to push them to scare them. And pushes too hard.
Exactly. All right, now, and finally, congratulations to Toby Keith. Toby Keith is a 21-year-old Chihuahua in Florida who has just been recognized as the oldest dog alive by the Guinness Book of World Records. People can't believe how good he looks for his age, says his owner. Toby Keith, what a great name for a 21-year-old Chihuahua. Now, if Toby Keith were a Chihuahua, it would have to change the lyrics of a few of his songs, like, should have been a collie. Should have learned to rope and ride. I want to bark about me. You want to bark about me? I don't want to bark about that. Huh? You shouldn't sniff me like this unless you mean it like that. That would be a good one. Red tennis ball. All right. How do you like me now? That'd be a fun one for a dog to bark to. Rugby, bro!
I really hope that People Magazine doesn't put the dog on the cover and says, 21st birthday, because then that's going to get rid of the dog. It's going to kill the dog like how People Magazine killed Betty White.
By trying to celebrate her 100th birthday first.
Yes.
As soon as a news story comes out that christened somebody as the oldest person in the world, next week they die.
Just not cool. No. What they did to Betty White.
Well, Toby Keith, I'm glad you said that they're putting on there as that. I thought you were going to say, I hope it doesn't show up on the cover of People Magazine as the sexiest dog alive. That maybe next year, Tobe. Next year.
You know, that's a whole different topic that people can go on off the air.
All right, we'll stay away from it. We'll wrap up hour number one next on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Northern Colorado's voice. Northern Colorado. Northern. Check. Sibilance. Check. Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310. KFKA. 356 on your Friday. Welcome back to the Good Afternoon Guy. We are burning your brain with our poll question today from Happy Life Gardens in Evans. Spam. Have you ever tried it? Now, it is blowing up online, on social media. Also, you can text me your response at 888-530-0043. I'm getting a yes from Marjorie, a yes from Jane. Gabby says, don't do it. Fried bologna is better. Fried bologna's pretty good. Chris says, haven't for many years, but my ex-husband loved it, fried in brown sugar with refried beans as the side. Becky says, what are the nastiest stuff out there? Paul, old buddy of mine, says, never once has he tried it. Now, Steven says, you need your Spam with Spam eggs, fried potatoes with pork green chili or pico de gallo. Now, you put pico de gallo near anything for me and I'm going to throw it in the trash. I cannot stand that stuff. The smell, I'm anti-cilantro as well. That's another thing I can never have. Diane says for Spam, sliced, fried with a little butter and brown sugar and a dash of teriyaki sauce. They're making it sound pretty good when you start doctoring it up with those things. And I know that if I try it, I will like it. because I do like ham. I like spicy meats. I like stuff like that.
You like plastic.
I do like plastic, but I have a problem with canned meat. Just meat that comes out of a can, for some reason, kind of creeps me out.
Unless it's bacon. Then it's okay.
I do have my can of tactical bacon, but it's unopened. It has been for about 15 to 20 years, and I can truly predict it will remain that way as well. Excited tonight, TV-wise, by the way, Netflix, one of my favorite series, is going to be wrapping up. Ozark releases its final season tonight, and I absolutely love that show. Jason Bateman is so good in it. Everybody in it is awesome, so I can't wait to watch the rest of those episodes. Also in entertainment news, James Corden has announced that he is going to be leaving his show as well. But I'm staying on this one, and we're going to bring Susan Moore in next for the next hour on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.